Well, welcome to June Dairy Month. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to spend some time with a man that really makes a difference in Wisconsin agriculture, and that is our State Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Ben Brantzel. And Mr. Secretary, when we talk about Wisconsin's dairy industry, I mean, we no longer are number one in milk production. California has that title, but still we are considered America's Dairyland. How have we been able to hold up that reputation?
Well, I think one of the reasons we hold it is because of the huge volume of products that we produce, whether it's butter or cheeses or yogurts or milk, that is all components of the dairy industry, and we're number one.
Now, obviously, we have to sell those products that remain number one. What about the market front? Is it good right now for Wisconsin dairy products?
Well, I think it must be because a lot of the processors from around the world would like to set up business here. They think that Wisconsin has this brand name that's valuable. The marketplace is looking for Wisconsin products. Cheese from Wisconsin is in high demand. And so we've had a huge amount of money invested in the processing industry, millions of dollars, to either create efficiencies or brand new plants.
Now, when we talk about this, obviously everybody knows Wisconsin is America's cheese land. 90% of our milk goes into cheese. Yep. But what other services and products are we really selling?
Well, when you go into the international marketplace, a lot of the byproducts from cheese making are what we're selling, whey and what we call dairy derivatives or components of milk. That's what's moving in the international marketplace. The other things that help to support agriculture is the infrastructure, and it's the supplies and the services, the people that provide benefits to the farm that's milking the cows, and then also the processors that take that milk and put value added to it.
What about the producers themselves through various organizations and mentoring programs? Are they making a difference themselves in continuing the history of this community?
Absolutely. There is an organization called Wisconsin Dairy Producers, and PDPW was created by farmers to help educate farmers. It's strictly an education-focused program. DBA, which is the Dairy Business Association, is kind of a lobbying or an arm of government. They look to government to make changes and make a difference. Farm Bureau and Farmers Union are fairly significant farm organizations to help farmers meet some of those requirements that are placed on them by both commerce and government.
What about your role as far as the department? What are you doing to make sure that Wisconsin remains America's Dairyland?
Well, we are very active in the international marketplace. We have four people that are targeted for various parts of the world. Those individuals help clear hurdles. We do phytosanitary certificates internally. And in fact, in the first 3 months, we have processed over 3,000 of those certificates, which is a 60% increase over last year's activities, which means a lot more product moving into the international marketplace.
When you talk about Wisconsin's dairy industry, where do you think we can grow?
Well, it's interesting that the census report shows that people that have 1 to 49 cows actually are up in numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a niche area. In the organics area, we're finding some successes. And then some of our farms have gotten high-tech and a little larger, and a lot of those products are being moved into the value-added marketplace. So actually, there's pretty much opportunity everywhere in the dairy industry right now.
Well, as we wrap up our conversation, here we are, first day of June, June Dairy Month. Give me a status report. How would you define Wisconsin dairy as of today?
Today, doing very, very well. The milk prices are there. The farmers are producing a lot of milk. Our processors are anxious to receive that milk, and the international as well as the domestic marketplace is very strong.